Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the debut episode of the Spreeners, a couples podcast. I am your co-host, Cody Spreener, and my wife,
Crystal.
Yes, my wife Crystal is here with me. She'll be the other co-host of this podcast. So, so if you guys don't know who we are, I'll go first and introduce myself. My name is Cody, and I'm 33 years old. Live in a small town here in Indiana, and been a podcaster for a number of years. And you know, I recently got back into podcasting. I have a different show that I do is called The Cody Connection. Which is different from what we're trying to do here on this podcast, but yeah, I think this is the first time I've done a podcast with a significant other, so this is definitely new for me. I mean, Crystal and I have done podcasts before in the past, but you know, this is like the first time that we've done a full fledged podcast together that we'll be doing on a weekly basis, But yeah, if you want to just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, babe.
My name is Crystal, and I am 27 years old. Like my husband says, we live in a small town. We have a beautiful child, a boy.
Yes.
But other than that, like you said, we have done podcasts on together. But only a few episodes, so this is our full podcast that we are going to be doing.
Yes, like Crystal said before, you know, we have a son together. He's about to be 3 years old. Yeah, he's a ball of energy, let me tell you. We've been married for almost a year now. We got married last year in July of 2023. We've been together for quite a while, you know, but we didn't tie the knot until last year. So, basically what we're doing with this podcast is that we're here to talk about relationships, our relationship and what it's like to be parents and, the whole family dynamic. So, and we kind of hope that this podcast is going to help other couples, other families. And, because I feel like there's a lot of people who, they kind of present to you like this, oh, perfect family life and lifestyle and all that. But with us, We're far from perfect. You know, we have our ups and downs and, we want to kind of, express that, with this podcast. So, So Crystal, my question is, what do you want people to take away from our show when they listen?
Well, basically what I want them to take from the show is basically we're giving advice. If you're having a rough relationship, maybe it's not your relationship, but maybe it's, you could take advice because, we've been we knew each other since 2019.
Yeah.
So yeah, and we had some problems and now we have a child and then we got married and yeah, so There was some big problems, but we worked through that. So I want people to realize you can have the biggest problem in your relationship and you can work through it like we did. Or, when we give our parent advice, this isn't trying to say how bad I'm going to say we're not perfect. And our son is 3 years old and he has a ball. He is a ball of energy, but I'm not going to be saying, oh my gosh, there's a bunch of people out there that can tell you to do this, do that, but it only works with your child because every child is different. So, like, if we help and give you advice, that's great. But if we don't, then we're sorry. But, you know, I mean, you can take our advice and you can change it to do what's better for you. I mean, that's what some people's did. That's what I do. That's what we're doing this podcast for, is because we just want people to listen and they be able to take our advice and help them through tough times. I know there's a lot of single parents out there that don't know how to do, and they just feel like they just want to give up. And then when they get the best advice, when they realize they can do things better and do things differently, it helps them out so much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. You know, we are not perfect parents. You know, we're not perfect partners to each other at times. But, you know, I think at times, you know, if you're married or if you're in a relationship with one another, you know, I mean, there's going to be times where you're not perfect. You know, you're going to have disagreements about things, you know, arguments and whatnot. But it's important to try to work through those and find some compromise. You know, I think that's the most important thing in parenting. I mean, we're learning every single day, you know, because like Crystal said, every child's different. You know, one day, you know, they're going to be great. You know, they're not going to give you very many problems. And then the next day could be attitudes and not listening and just a whole mess of problems, you know. I mean, you just never know what you're going to get, you know, because, you know, with our child being so young and everything, he's still trying to figure out the world. You know, he's trying to figure out how to be a human being, you know, and it's your job as a parent to help them understand what they are, who they are, and to learn things.
Yes, like, that's why we're doing this podcast, is because if we can tell you what our child does and how we deal with the situation, it could come to the point where your child could be doing the exact same thing, and you can do that. I mean, like I said, every kid's different, so you could be like, well, my kid does that, but it's not as bad as that. Or, like, well, again, every child is different, you know? Yeah, we have a little boy, but, you know, whatever can help parents out there, like, this is just advice. This is just something we're just trying to help everybody out, because I feel like right now there's not that much advice out there on parenting and relationships. Because mostly you hear, especially if you go to a family member, they'll be like, that loser isn't good for you, you should leave them. And it's like, they just want you to leave that person and find somebody new. That's not going to fix a problem. To be honest, I feel like that makes it 10 times worse. So, I had that, me and Cody had that problem where people were telling us just leave each other alone and don't worry about it, but this is what happened. Like, we fixed it, and now we have a 3-year-old, and we got married last year, and everything is just going okay for us.
Yes, I mean, everything in your life is not going to be glamorous, you know, and I know there's people out there that, you know, who document their lives and everything online. They want you to think that they live a perfect life, that there's no problems, that everything is just peachy and everything, and that there's no problems. Well, I'm here to tell you, behind the scenes, they have problems. You know, their life is not as perfect as they present it to be. You know, just like our lives, you know, we have problems, we have, you know, struggles that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, you know, and, yeah, I mean, and us documenting everything on this podcast, you know, I mean, we want to, just give you guys a real life aspect of human beings, because, you know, we're not going to come up here and tell you guys like, oh, everything's cool, everything's great, everything's perfect. No, because if we were going to do a podcast like that, we might as well not even come on here to do this. So we want to give you guys a real glimpse of what it's like to be parents, you know, struggles in relationships, and, you know, give advice. You know, maybe anyone who's listening to this, maybe other couples, other people, you know, a single mom, single dads, you know, maybe they can get something out of this. Maybe it'll help them. You know, maybe it'll help inspire them. But yeah, so, like I said before, you know, we have a 3-year-old, and yeah, there are times where, you know, he gives us some problems. You know, I mean, here lately, he's kind of, hitting that terrible 2 stage late. You know, he's been kind of, just getting an attitude with us, not wanting to listen, getting angry, you know, and sometimes, you know, it can be a little much, you know, I'm not going to lie, but we're dealing with it, and he's going to be 3 soon. So, I mean, but that's the thing, like, when a child's 2 years old, you know, like, they can't quite express themselves like we do, you know, it's not like when, you know, I'm having a problem and I'm just telling Crystal like, hey, you know, I'm having a problem. With Jackson, that's not that simple. You know, with him, it's not that simple. You know, he can't tell us exactly what's wrong. So that can be frustrating for not only us, but for him, because he can't quite express what he wants. Yeah, he's being more vocal. He's saying more words. But it's not quite to the level of a normal adult human being, you know, or even like a older kid, you know, or a teenager, you know, he can't exactly tell you what's on his mind.
Well, I am going to have to disagree with you of him hitting his terrible 2s late, because like it kind of like, I don't think he, you know, because the way he is 3, I think what it is like when they're 2 and people call him the terrible 2s, because he was kind of good like when he was 2. So when he, but I think what it is like you said, he can't vocalize like if he's mad. Now he can learn how to say like, he can vocalize, but it's not to the point where it's 100% a sentence. I mean, like, at this age, they learn to start saying some sentences or putting words into sentences. But again, he's not going to learn to say a full sentence like an adult or a teenager or anything like that. He is going to say something more like, I'm angry, I'm hungry, I'm sad, like, but, it does get to the point where, he doesn't know how to verbalize people's, like, how he does it, like, to us, sometimes he doesn't even want to say, Mom, I'm hungry, or Mom, I'm thirsty. It's just, get me a drink. And it's like, then you have to teach him, like, no, you don't. Like, no, you say, drink, please. Or, Mom, I'm thirsty. So it is to the point where sometimes he thinks, like, and we do have him in a routine where he's now, he knows, like, when every time he takes a nap, he gets up and he gets a snack or something. So, like, routine is key, guys. Especially when your kid is a baby. get them in a routine. Routine helps.
Yeah, like, you know, with our son, you know, I feel like he's trying, you know, because I think he, you know, he sees how people talk to each other, you know, and, you know, I mean, that's the thing. Every kid's different. Every kid learns at their own pace and everything, you know, and, you know, we know kids that are, you know, that are, you know, slow learners and everything and everything, you know, but that's the thing. Every kid's different. You know, some kids going to be like social as all hell. And then some kids are just quiet. Like they don't know what to say or what to do. And then, you know, you just got to work with your kid.
Right. And he's not making fun of any kids who are slow learners, guys, ladies and gentlemen. He just literally say that sometimes they just won't pick up on things, like, and, you know, we have nieces and a nephew who are kind of don't pick up on things that easily, and they are behind on their learning, and it's a little frustrating because it's like the parents, you know, you want to get your kids into school and stuff and learn how to potty train and all this stuff, but yet they're going to have to take special programs and all this stuff just for all this stuff. So yeah, it's just whatever, like, you know.
I wasn't trying to, you know, make fun of kids who are like that, because and to be honest, in school, I struggle with learning disability. Not very many people know that about me. I struggle with a learning disability while I was in school. You know, I just had some comprehension issues, you know, when I was younger. Things didn't come to me like they would, you know, a normal kid. So I was an LD student. You know, I had to do occupational therapy and stuff, and, you know, and, you know, I didn't quite understand why I was the only person, or why I was in a group of kids who had to do this stuff. You know, it didn't quite make sense to me, but now as an adult, you know, everything made sense, because, you know, I was evaluated at one point when I was, like, really little. And, you know, they determined that I had comprehension issues. And at one point, they thought I was mildly mentally slow. And come to find out that that was not really the case, because, you know, I was a great reader. You know, I could read at a high school level when I was in sixth grade. You know, I was that far ahead reading wise, and, you know, I was great at certain subjects. It just, math didn't click for me when I was a kid. I always had a struggle with math. I just had some learning problems.
I have a question for you. Do you think that maybe it was like the evaluation that you did, like it was just their evaluation? Because I had that trouble too, like when I went in so line of schools, I did, like, I would do tests and stuff to see, like, what, and I was on an IEP my whole entire life, so yeah. What I mean, you're not the only person, but
yeah,
but again, like, when I where my parents lived, I used to go to all the way to Salina. And, you know, that they couldn't drive us all the way there all the time. So we went back to Crestview, and they would say, like, I was really up there with math and reading and everything like that. And then somehow when I took a test for Crestview, it dropped like 2 grades. Everything, like, dropped like 2 or 3 grades. And they're saying I was it. And I'm like, what kind of hell and test is this? Like, I was doing great, and then they put me down here where I'm, and then, like, it was like they're purposely trying to make me be down here because I was doing everything. So I told my parents, like, hey, you know, I know how to do this math. And finally, they got me up into, like, algebra and stuff where it was challenging more. And then the school was trying to tell me, because you're failing algebra because you have a D in it, then you need to go back to your regular math. And I'm like, and like, I had a bully who would bully me, and she would all be like, I know, I'm so much better than you. And I'm like, honey, you've been in the same math book since sixth grade. I'm in algebra now. How are you better than me? Just because you have a bigger mouth does not mean you're better than me.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's just, it's, and then the school systems too, you know. You know, I went to school in Van Wert, Ohio. And yeah, so when Crystal was talking about Salina, she was saying Salina, Ohio, because that's where we are originally from, is, you know, the Van Wert area, so Northwest Ohio area. But yeah, so I feel like the school system had a lot to do with how I learned things. And yeah, man, I mean, if the school system sucks, then yeah, you're not going to understand things, you know, because the way they're teaching it to you, you know, is not good. It also has a lot to do with the teachers. And because I remember sophomore year of high school, I had the worst geometry teacher ever. And he was the worst teacher I ever had, period. You know, he sucked at his job, you know, point blank. Because I think he mostly cared about coaching the baseball team than he did about being a teacher, you know. And yeah, man, because every time I went up to him and stuff, he's like, and I was asking him for help, he was like, oh, well, you got to look in the book, you know, you got to read the book. I'm like, well, I don't understand this. I don't get it, you know. Like, it just didn't click for me. You know, because freshman year of math, I did okay. You know, I wasn't great, but I wasn't failing. You know, I had like a BC average in freshman year. But his class, man, I literally did the best I could. And he just sucked at his job. He was a horrible fucking teacher. And yeah, man, and I barely passed this class. I had a D, you know. And my parents weren't very happy about it, but I told them, like, well, look, I don't understand what he's teaching me. I don't get it. You know, I don't understand, you know, because he's kind of a, you know, he cares more about coaching the baseball team than he does actually doing his job as a teacher, you know. So, you know, and then once my parents understood that this guy was a jack-off, then, you know, then they were like, oh, well, just do the best you can. Just don't fail his class.
Wait, hold up. So your parents found out this dude is a jack off, and they were like, just do the best you can. They didn't even sit down and try to help you?
Well, they did if they had the time, but, you know, you gotta think, you know, I live with my mom and my stepdad, and they both worked a lot. So,
I mean, true. I mean, my dad and my stepmom worked a lot, too. So, I mean, I barely had any time. And, like, when I actually did have my dad help me on one time, he helped me on the front. And then he was like, okay, you do the rest. So I'm like, Dad, I need to have both help. I need you to go through this with me so I can pass this class and stuff. And he goes, no, you got this. And then I completely failed the back. And then my dad got mad at me because it was like, how do you do that? It's because I had help. I can't go home, do my home, like I'm having trouble, and you help me, and I do really good. And that's where I think parents are fucking up a lot at, is, like, their kids need help. They're failing a class, but the parents just blame the kid, like, you're not paying attention, or your teacher's stupid. They're not teaching you the right things. Like, the math nowadays, I don't understand, like, what happened to basic math? It's like 1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah, man. I mean, they teach us.
Get it? I said 1 + 1 = 3. I'm joking. Well, 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I mean, like, it's like they teach us all this unnecessary crap, man, because I have not used algebra one time since I've been out of high school. I haven't used trigonometry or anything like that. I mean, I haven't even used geometry, really. So, I mean, so I feel like it's kind of pointless to teach us this stuff because how am I going to apply this, you know? I mean, do I use math at my job currently? Yeah, I do. But it's like basic math. You know, I don't use geometry or trigonometry or anything like that. No, none of that. So, but teachers are a problem too, because you're supposed to be an educator. That's why you went to college, to become a teacher. Because in my opinion, if I was a teacher and I had a student that was failing my class, then I feel like I'm not doing my job as a teacher.
Do teachers nowadays, all they do is give out packets and tell the kids to learn themselves. And it's like, that's not teaching. That's just being a lazy ass. You're basically there for the money and that's it. Put your fucking degree to work and actually do something. And that is where the parents need to step up and say something, because if enough parents gather around and say something, they're going to have to teach their kids. But here's the thing. As long as they get their straight-A students the best class, like, you know, better grades in every classroom, that's what it's going to be all about. Keep the grade-A students to keep the teacher's jobs, because that's what it used to be. Is like, if as long as you had a ratio of failing students, but you had a bunch of grade-A students, you could keep your job.
Yeah.
But, dude, that's not what it's like. A teacher needs to see that. Oh, okay, all these people are passing. Like, I have 15 students in my classroom. Okay, 10 of them are passing, but 5 of them are failing. Let me help those 5 out, because obviously these people are passing. Help the ones that are failing, because you do not realize that, you know, teachers do not realize that if they help every kid and every kid is passing and getting good grades on their tests and stuff, it's called a raise.
Yeah.
It could be better for you. Like, you could end up going from teaching 6th grade to 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get up there.
Right. And, you know, there's those kids that don't apply themselves, you know, and they fail because it's their fault, you know. Because sometimes some kids can't be helped. You know, they just said, true, you know, I don't give a shit about this class, you know. I don't care if I'm failing or not, you know. I'm just at school because I have to be. You know, there are some kids that are like that. You know, they just don't care. You know, but if there's a kid that is trying their hardest and they're still failing, then you need to help that kid. You need to make time for them.
I've once had this dude, I'm not going to lie, there was once this dude who got held back 4 times. Like, he should have graduated before me, like, before you're in my brother. Okay, my brother graduated in 2014. I graduated in 2015. Like, Cody, I think he should have graduated with you, like, when you graduated, to be honest.
In 2010?
Yeah. So, to be honest, like, he didn't graduate until 2017. That's 7 years before he did not graduate. Like, he got held back. That's bad, and it's because his parents did not give a fuck, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then actually 1 year it wasn't his fault 1 year, because I guess there was like a CPS involved with his family, so he actually like couldn't go to school for a few months. Mm-hmm. So.
And unfortunately, there's kids that are in that situation. You know, they have a rough, you know, home life, and then the parents don't give a shit about them, so why should they care about themselves? You know, why should they care about doing well in school when, you know, they have to deal with all this crap at home, you know? And that's something no kid should have to deal with, you know, is having a rough home life. You know, and then, you know, Crystal and I were, it's very important for us to, for Jackson to have a good home life, you know, and to let him know that he's loved and he's cared for, and that, you know, we're going to do everything we can to give him the best life that we can.
I think what the most thing is, like, when children turns into that teenagers, parents still try to act like they're still, like, into things that they, like, parents, come on, listen. If you're a teenager, you do not know what your teenager is doing. You need to reevaluate what you're doing as a parent. Sorry, but if you don't know anything about your teenager, that is half of the time why teenagers just are who, why they are. Like, when you finally get into their lives and you say, oh my gosh, you're to be doing this, and there's a big fight breaking out, because when they transition into a teenager, you need to make sure, like, if they're into something totally new, like vampires or werewolves, you know, make sure you do your research on vampires and werewolves. And if they say, like, oh, like, if they have certain books, probably try to read that book. Like, if you're not into it, just read it for them.
Yeah.
So you can tell them, be like, oh, what chapter are you in, like, whatever book, if it's a werewolf book. And as they're like, wow, I didn't know you were into that. Like, you could talk. That's something like a starter. And I feel like that's how some teenagers are. They're like, my mom and dad don't get me. They don't know what I'm into. They think I'm still into this. And I'm not. And it's like, well, first off, child, I will call you child. Let your parents know what you're into. You can't just be holding that back. And now, parents, I'm not saying, like, this is your guys' fault. I'm just saying this is something you can do, like, because when our son gets in older, now, if he talks to me, like, you ain't gotta know shit, Mom, there will be consequences. I'm telling you now, I have no problem disciplining my child. Chill, my child. I will discipline him, because he will learn. You're not gonna act like a little brat. Because that's what is wrong with some of these children today. They act like little brats, act like their parents have to give them everything on a silver platter. And then when they get out into the big world, they end up having no jobs because they get fired within days, weeks. They hate their lives because they have to work for what they want. And or their parents still give it to them, and then when their parents can't give them anything more, they say they hate their fucking parents. And it's like, so, be honest, parents, if you give your child whatever they want, that is on you why they are a crappy teenager. Mm-hmm. Or why they won't go get a job or anything, or why they're bullying others.
Yes, it all starts with parents. I don't give a shit what anybody says. You know, it all starts with the parents. And how they are with their kids, because how the parents are with their kids ultimately leads to how they turn out later on in life. You know, so if you're going to be handing your kid everything on a silver platter, then they're going to expect that for the rest of their life. That sense of entitlement, you know, like, oh, this is all mine. You know, I deserve this. I deserve that. You know, I it deserves to be handed to me. So, yeah, that's just how it is, you know. So, if you teach your kid the value of hard work and responsibility and everything, then, yeah, then they'll grow up to be a responsible adult, and they're going to know what they have to do because you taught them that.
Not all the time. I'm sorry. Like, I am going to stop you right there. They're not all the time. There are some... There's some people that takes the response, like, that parents has teach them about hard work and stuff, and there's people that grows up and then all of a sudden they turn back into their childish ways. So it's a hit or miss, but again, we're not attacking parents that, like, we're not attacking you guys. We're just telling you this is something, like, if you can see your child is starting to do this, this is something you might want to consider. But if you know, you do what you want to do. We're not trying to tell you how to be parents, but
yeah, that's what I want to make clear. You know, we're not trying to tell anybody how to raise their kids or how to be in their relationships or marriages. No, this is not the kind of podcast. You know, we're basically two human beings who are married and have a child, and we're basically telling you what our lives are like and our experiences and our opinions. And you're not going to agree with everything we say, you know, just like Crystal's not going to agree with everything I tell her, and I'm not going to agree with everything she tells me. But, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way of going about things.
Our son, right now, he's 3, and he's just like being a little terror, because I think right now he can express how he feels, and I think with terrible twos, they scream, they cry, they throw fits, and everybody calls that the terrible twos. But I think 3 is just like their biggest, you know, expression. Like they know how to talk a little bit more. They can think, like our son, he will let us know what, if he's mad, he will let us know if he's happy. He lets us know if he's sad. He ain't afraid to show it, his emotions. And to be honest, excuse me, when he throws a fit, parents, this is what you need to do. Don't make eye contact and don't talk to them. I do this with my 3-year-old. He will throw himself onto the ground and cry. And he'll even do a scream cry like I heard him, just to get attention. And this is what I even tell Cody, is do not look at him. Do not talk to him. When he throws himself to the ground and he starts crying, don't look at him. Don't talk to him. Because within a matter of like seconds to a, like 30 seconds to a minute, he literally stopped, and then he's like, Mom. And I'm like, are you done? And he goes, I'm done. Like, he realized, like, oh, Mom's not paying attention to me, but and Dad's not here. So what do I do now? Like, he has to reevaluate. He can't throw a fit. So most of the time it works, not all the time, but sometimes it works. And half of the time he's, like I said, like, if he just throws a fit, I'll walk away to a different room. Because if he sees me walking away, he'll literally get up, stop crying, and walk with me and be like, and then sometimes he just apologizes, like, I'm sorry, Mom.
Yes. I mean, like I said, you know, there's a, every day is a learning experience for us, you know, with, you know, I mean, it's a learning experience with each other. It's a learning experience with our kid, you know, and it's all part of parenthood and family, you know. But, yeah, I think that will wrap up our episode, our very first debut episode. So, yeah, this has been the Springers, a Couples Podcast. You can listen anywhere you get your podcasts. And then if you guys have, you know, any questions for us, or if you guys are having, you know, maybe a problem in your relationship, or maybe you're having a problem with your kids, or you need advice, you can email us at SpringerFamilyPodcasts@protonmail.com. Again, that is SpringerFamilyPodcasts@protonmail.com. Yeah, you can email us, ask us questions, ask for advice, you know, and we'd be more than happy to, you know, talk to you about that. And yeah, so, but yeah, this has been the first episode, and we'll have many more to come.
Bye, guys.
Yep, we will see you next time. Take care.